The argument started the moment the movie ended. "Not buying it," Lee said, standing to stretch her legs. "What aren't you buying?" Her husband Bryce caressed the back of her calf as she picked up the wine bottle and three empty glasses. "You didn't like the movie? It's a classic thriller." Ethan took the empty bottle and glasses from her and carried them to the bar. "It was a good movie," Lee said. "Good acting, good script. Huge gaping plot hole you could drive a dump truck through." Ethan arched an eyebrow at her as he leaned back against the bar. Her husband's best friend since college, Ethan was a regular fixture in their lives. He'd been the best man in their wedding and had suffered good-naturedly through more than a dozen of her attempts to fix him up with her friends. She hated playing matchmaker, but any time her single friends got a look at the 6-foot-tall former professional soccer player, they begged for an introduction.
"What's the huge gaping plot hole?"
Bryce asked as his hand slid farther up the back of her dress. She gave him a playful, dirty look. Her black-haired, blue-eyed, too handsome for his own good husband hit on her constantly when Ethan hung out with them. Bryce's not-so-subtle way of saying, "Look how fun being married is. Aren't you sad you're still single?" Lee swatted at his hand. "So the one guy convinces the other guy that they can swap wives in the night, right? Here, we'll sneak into each other's houses, and while our wives are asleep, we'll initiate sex. And in the dark, with them barely awake, they won't realize it's not their husbands fucking them. That's the plot point, right?" Lee asked.
"What? We have sex all the time when one or both of us is barely awake," Bryce said, pulling Lee down into his lap. "We did last night."
Ethan rolled his eyes and Lee winked at him. "True," she said, remembering waking up with Bryce's erection pressing against her back. She'd pushed back against him, and he'd slid inside her. Without even exchanging a single word, they'd fucked for a few minutes before Bryce pulled out of her and fell back asleep. She'd followed him into dreamland only seconds later. "But I knew it was you, obviously. If it had been some other man in the dark, I would have known. That's the plot hole. A woman would know if the man fucking her is or is not her husband, even in the dark and half asleep. That husband should have known he was getting played by his neighbor." Lee got off Bryce's lap. She took the DVD out of the player and turned off the television.
"You only say that because you know I'm the only man who's going to be fucking you in the middle of the night. If it was some other guy in our bed, and you were sleepy enough, you wouldn't be able to tell him from me."
"Oh, I could tell," Lee said, crossing her arms over her chest. "Trust me."
"My cock is pretty amazing," Bryce said with a humble sigh. "I guess you're right." "I think it could work," Ethan said, coming back to the sitting area holding a glass of wine. "You'd have to even the playing field, though. No talking, no touching, just cock and pussy. And total darkness, of course." "He's got a point, babe. You know it's me because of my voice and how I touch you."
He took Lee by the wrist and pulled her back down onto his lap.
"If you were blindfolded or something and two different guys fucked you without a word, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference."
"I could tell," she said, "and I can prove it."
"How?"
Ethan asked, raising the wine glass to his lips. "Just like Bryce said, blindfold me, don't make noise, and fuck me." She looked at her husband, who only laughed a little. Ethan lowered the wine glass before he'd even taken a drink.
"You mean now?" Ethan asked. "Why not?"
Bryce ran his hand from Lee's ankle to her hip.
"She dissed your favorite movie. You don't want to prove her wrong?" "Dude, she's your wife."
"You didn't tell him?" Lee asked.
"I thought he knew," Bryce said.
"Thought I knew what?" Ethan asked.
"Oh, we're kinky as fuck, Ethan," Lee said.
"I knew he was. I didn't know you were," Ethan said to Lee.
"We have threesomes at least once a month," Lee explained, as Bryce kissed her under her ear. "Usually it's me and one of my girlfriends with him, but sometimes it's another guy.